This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got Forrest Moretti joining us to talk about his new book, Crooked, The Man-Made Disease Explained, the incredible story of metal, microbes, and medicine hidden within our faces. There it is. I'm holding it up for the YouTube crowd. Welcome, one and all, and we will find a way to offend somebody this hour. I was offending people on the break because just referencing that our buddy Mike Adams has put out a new spoof satire video on the Trump administration banning trans fats and the misunderstanding within the LGBTQ RSDVP community. And you do not want to see that, unless you want to laugh or be offended, either one. We don't mind. So what do we got going on today as well? You know what's another, if you think about what's offensive, we talked about last hour what the government is willing to do, right? The FISA courts. My gosh, rubber stamping just about any and every request to spy on Americans and use it for political or other gains, okay? That's pretty offensive. How about government collecting your data? How about government collecting what you do with your children, raising your children? How do you raise them, medically, non-medically? Are they vaccinated? Are they up to date on the CDC's unscientific, patently pseudoscientific schedule to inject anything that moves that may be under 12 years of age or maybe under 18? Or heck, maybe it's grandpa too they're after with flu shots. These things should be concerning to you unless you believe in the omniscient power of the government to do only that which is right, good, and correct. And never make a mistake because, my gosh, they know what causes you to get fat. It's fat. Stop eating the fat. And, of course, the science is just not there to support that. Fat does not make you fat. Toxic fat, trans fats, which, well, again, in the conversation about banning trans fats, don't want it to upset any. Well, go watch the video for yourself. Super Donald blast that out eventually. It's outrageous. It's great. It's funny. Now, having said that, relation to the government having your data, tracking you, knowing everything about you, we've got to start with a story out of Florida. As I've been urging people to leave California, vacate until they regain some semblance of constitutional sanity, mandating vaccines for everybody without religious exemption. No exemptions whatsoever. The few medical exemptions granted, they're now attacking the doctors who are granting them, effectively making it impossible for you if you want to send your kids to private or public school, and now they're targeting homeschoolers. What about Florida? Well, apparently there's a couple of bills right now that are looking to make compulsory an immunization registry. Now, I take issue with the idea that vaccination equals immunization. Because let's look at just one example, the flu shot. Admittedly, 10%, if that, effective this year. Any given year, who knows if it's really much better than that, the way it transposes other genetic material within the egg medium that it grows in. But they're in this 2018 Florida legislative session, they're talking about in an immunization registry, two bills. It's CS or HB 1045, sponsored by Representative Carrie Pigman. That's an appropriate name. and CSSB 1680, sponsored by Senator Bill Monfort. And they are being amended now, but they mandate that all health care providers record every immunization, wrongly said, but given in the state of Florida to every age child 0 to 18, and every student in college 18 to 23, in a centralized online health tracking system called Florida Shots. Now, this has not passed. You should let people know. We've got a link to greenmedinfo.com where if you're in Florida or if you care about somebody in Florida, you don't want this to happen, you can reach out and, you know, hopefully put a stop to this. The idea that they will track you. Now, here the thing is, I'm almost in favor of this bill going forward. Now, it's a weird, macabre kind of thing for Robert Scott Bell to say, but why am I saying this? Because once and for all, people will finally figure out that, just like in the movie The Matrix, right, the agents, the medical doctors who receive licenses, the nurses who receive licenses from the medical police state to do their bidding, not yours, are agents of the state, the pharmaceutical state. The state-sanctioned religion being the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. So if this moves forward, then of course more people will realize that if they subject their children to pediatricians, they are not only putting them at risk for dangerous adverse events due to irrationally and irresponsibly injecting their children with toxic poisons not fit for human consumption, but they're also subjecting them for what? Maybe removal one day, as they're tracked by participation. Oh, you got one shot but not the other? Well, okay, you can't say it's a religious belief then. We're going to take your children and get them caught up, right? If there's a divorce proceeding, the state will always basically side with the parent who basically worships at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. So the faster they put these mandates in place, the fewer people will be willing to go to medical doctors anymore. And that would be, in my humble estimation, a good thing, not a bad thing. I would say, well, I'd send them to chiropractors, but unfortunately, they're licensed too. And I don't know if it's 4 out of 6, some massive percentage of chiropractic universities/colleges are mandating vaccines for the students that go there. The antithesis of chiropractic vaccination. So the idea is that I would like to see licensure abolished because it protects not the public, but an economic monopoly, and it's controlled by dunderheaded doctors on a level of which their intelligence has flown away and left them. And now they're basically doing the bidding, again, of that economic monopoly or that which controls it. In the case of medical doctors, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the vaccine manufacturers, by the way, which have no liability. The doctors have no liability when they inject this stuff. So there's no incentive to make them safer if it were even possible. So, folks, again, I am facetiously saying, yeah, go ahead and pass all the mandates. Go ahead and pass all the tracking through medical professionals, and you will find people leaving the medical profession in droves, and you will be the self-fulfilling prophecy of your own demise, your own destruction. Because the more you ingratiate yourself to an Orwellian police, medical police state, the fewer Americans will want to participate. And those that do, of course, they're part of the slave state. They don't mind being enslaved to a medical police state. I do. I'm sure you do if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do here. Now, having said that, I think we've got to jump on because I spent far too much time on that topic. I'm very passionate about it. We got to go elsewhere.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, let's see if I can get through these questions of the day. The first one is coming from Cameron. Carmen. Oh, hi, Robert and Super D. I hope all is well. I am a dude, by the way. Good note, because I wouldn't have assumed Carmen was a dude. So, a good friend of mine just emailed me this question. I was wondering if you would weigh in on this. His son got a flu type of thing, and then it has turned into some real bad intestinal problems. He has tried a lot of the natural remedies, not the silver aloe protocol, however. That's a clue, Carmen. Medical docs have done tons of blood work and stool samples, everything coming back negative. No parasites, bacteria, Crohn's, or celiac disease. Been a month now with no change. Biggest thing is he's in a lot of pain. They want to give him a colonoscopy and also an endoscopy. The doctors were actually very receptive in trying natural stuff first, but we have not had any luck. He fears some sort of blockage. Thank you for your show and being a voice for natural healing, folks.
I'm gonna venture to say Carmen's already answered his own question.
Well, I think so. Now, only thing I would say, Carmen, is to be sure there is not an intestinal blockage. And as long as you rule that out, then, yeah, proceed at blinding speed with the Silver Aloe Protocol that I wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal. Because if there is any kind of situation where we have inflammation within the gastrointestinal lining, just as we use silver topically to heal the tissue along with aloe, it downregulates tissue inflammation, upregulates regeneration. Have something happened to this child that lost motility, the movement, the peristalsis, the action to move the bowel, to move things through? I don't know what's going on here. I can't hardly even speculate except to say if we drive certain things in that can heal tissue and move things through, then you'd be better off. There is a formula from Alta Health Products called CanGest, C-A-N-G-E-S-T, CanGest T. It's a powder. And you take a level teaspoon of that powder in warm water to activate the herbs in there. Drink it down 3 times a day on an empty stomach. You could do that with the Aloe Silver Protocol or without. It's up to you. And that will begin to correct the dysfunction very often that is happening here. But I really, just as you said, the doctors don't even know what's going on. How am I on the radio going to know what's going on? I don't. But they haven't tried the Silver Aloe Protocol. Why not? What have you got to lose? You know, colon hydrotherapy is something that people utilize if there is, you know, fecal material that's not moving through. But again, I don't have enough information to go further than that, Carmen, but I would like to hear back from you. If they do engage in the Silver Aloe Protocol, they can get the aloe, the organic raw aloe that I get fresh frozen from Stockton Aloe. Go to aloe1.com. Second question comes from Crazy Dave. With all the federal hubbub over kratom, it must be something good for me. Now, Crazy Dave's not crazy. He's right. Because if the feds are saying it's bad for you, it's probably good for you. He says further, if it were a bad thing, it could be bought at CVS, right? Yeah, you're right. If it was bad, it'd be in every drugstore. Very smart, Crazy Dave. Could you recommend a high-quality seller as you do with the CBD products, right? Yeah, I've analyzed the CBD products. I use the Plus CBD Oil, pluscbdoil.com. With Kratom, I haven't investigated to that level of depth, but I would defer to my friends, and I think I mentioned them. They have two, like, Kratom bars in the Orlando area, and one of them is called Healthy Buddha, and they spell it funny because they spell Buddha differently. Healthy Buddha, B-U-D-D-A-H. Super Don, did I put the phone number in the Skype? I think I dropped it in there for us to say it on the air.
Yes, you did. You did.
I'm just trying to find it myself here before
just a moment here.
Oh, I see it. I see it. I got it.
You got it?
Okay. The Healthy Buddha. Here's the phone number, Crazy Dave. 352-729-6609. 352-729-6609. Reach out to them because they're serving up some great kratom. And I've been there. I've drank some of it. Nobody's keeling over. Nobody's being harmed by it. It's lovely stuff. So I would defer to their expertise, and hopefully I can broadcast from one of their special kratom bars at a special event one day soon. So, Crazy Dave, you are not crazy, unless you're crazy smart, which I believe that you are. Forrest Moretti, another smart dude, coming up to talk about this, Crooked, his new book.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, my next guest, you may have seen some of his videos. We've had him on. We featured him a couple of times at least now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Forrest Moretti, he's got this great video series called My Incredible Opinion. And a lot of it is surrounding the injuries to children related to vaccines, although not totally exclusively. But they're very well thought out. There's some dry humor in there, very pointed things. I've enjoyed Forrest's presentations, and he just got the hankering to write a book recently, and it's a big book, and I'm holding it here. I've been reading it through it today as well, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, Crooked Man-Made Disease Explained. Forrest Moretti, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What's the basis? I know there's so much in this book. Say what's the basis of it. You were really inspired to probably research this because of, you know, family issues as it relates to vaccine injury, which you've become a champion for discussing.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. And the book is, the subtitle of the book is important. It's called The Incredible Story of Metal, Microbes, and Medicine Hidden Within Our Faces. And this whole journey started when I noticed a personal friend, my wife, and then another good friend, all with separate health issues, all of which showed facial palsy as a side effect of their issue. It was something that sort of struck a chord with me, and I started investigating why these people had crooked faces. And then I started realizing these kinds of faces were everywhere. And some people will say it's a smirk. People just smirk all the time, but I'm not talking about that. There are people, when you start looking for it, you'll notice that there are lots of people all over the internet, all over TV, in movies that have definite signs of facial palsy. So on the journey to understand what was causing that, I started going back to the 1800s. Charles Bell, who's studied anatomy and the Bell's palsy is named after, he started doing a lot of research trying to understand why this was happening, because it had started happening a great deal then. And through the research for that, I started realizing that basically in the early 1800s is when we started using metals as medicine. Now, people had ingested metal somewhat before then, but in the 1800s, it really started in earnest. And all of the diseases that have basically appeared in the last 200 years can be pointed to a combination of either metal, microbes, and medicine. So the book, the hook of the book is crooked. It talks about why people have crooked faces. But the reality is all of the cranial nerves in your head can be damaged by this combination of metal, microbes, and medicine. It's not just smiles. It's not just crooked eyes. It's a lot of different things. And as I researched all this stuff, I began to realize that even many of the neurological illnesses of today, such as autism, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and even some of the autoimmune diseases like Crohn's disease, sarcoidosis, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, chronic Lyme, all of these basically can be pointed to, the cause can be pointed to a combination of metal, microbes, and medicine.
So what do you think, Forrest?
Keep going.
Forrest, what do you think is so upsetting to those, you know, the trolls out there that are attacking you? I mean, is it the metals? Is it the microbes? Is it the medicine? I mean, seemingly microbes, they shouldn't be upset with that because they love their antibiotics. And even you have said you're not opposed to antibiotics. I have raised two children, thankfully, without antibiotics because I have other ways to address infectious disease and immune issues. But suffice it to say, I've never said they should be banned. It just should, they should be used judiciously because they've created some other problems as well. So what of those? The microbes, the metals, the medicine, do you think is upsetting to certain segments of the population that are attacking you in this book?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I think, you know, anytime you come out and say, hey, you know, maybe vaccines have a cost. Maybe they're not free, just like antibiotics. Anyone knows that overuse of antibiotics has problems associated with it. People will freely admit that, but for some reason, vaccines are a sacred cow, and if you were to suggest that we need to use them judiciously, people get really uncomfortable with that. And I actually think part of the reason is vaccines hang upon a thin precipice of usage. There's a sophisticated machinery that needs to run perfectly to convince new mothers that their one-day-old infant needs to be injected with a pathogen, needs to be restrained, held down, and injected with a pathogen, or else they'll die. That is not a natural thing for a mother to do. And so it takes a very sophisticated program to talk mothers into doing that. So I feel like vaccines, like mass vaccination, okay, is constantly being threatened by human nature.
Yeah, you talk about restraints, constraints. You reference even shell shock in World War One, the kind of fight or flight scenario that manifests in a lot of problems in and of themselves. But the fact that I've said that boys and girls learn to become violent because their parents take them to doctors where they're forcefully medicated, forcefully injected, and otherwise. We'll talk about it more.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from a hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The book is Crooked, Man-Made Disease Explained, the incredible story of metal, microbes, and medicine hidden within our faces. And there's so much more than just the face, and Forrest Moretti is going, he's digging deep on this one. And I encourage you to go read it, learn about it, ask questions, and engage in discussion and debate over this issue. We were just getting into the issue of restraint and constraint. You talked about that. And also some of the differences between children that are vaccinated, boys over girls, as well as adults, why it's different. And I want you to go into that for the listening audience right now, Forrest.
Sure thing. Basically, there is a school of thought with autism that says the epicenter of autism is a place within the brain stem called the dorsal vagal complex. And the dorsal vagal complex is an epicenter of a couple of cranial nerve nuclei. And this isn't my theory. This is things I've read other people say. So part of scientific research in the last year or two, we began to understand how aluminum travels around in the body, and it doesn't move around randomly. It goes where inside white blood cells, that's how aluminum moves through the body, and white blood cells, of course, don't move randomly around the body. They go where they're signaled for help, and that's called an immune activation event. So if you cut your leg, your body actually signals for white blood cells to go to your leg. So if the epicenter of autism was the dorsal vagal complex, I started trying to understand why would immune activation, why would the immune system be signaling for help in that specific part of the brain? And I discovered there were actually three things that caused that. The first two are pathogen invasion and tissue injury. And what they did was they did a study with some rats, and they blocked the bile duct. And okay, so that's causing inflammation around the liver. And they measured their brain, and their brain started signaling for help with this MCP1, this protein that's basically asking for white blood cells to come to the brain. Now, remember, the inflammation was in their liver, in the bile duct, but their brain was asking for help. So they started researching that further, and basically what we've realized is if your body gets tissue injury or it senses a pathogen, your brain signals for help. It issues signals for help. So, obviously, pathogen invasion and tissue injury are two things that occur with vaccination. And when you have aluminum floating freely around in your lymph and your blood system, and your brain is activating, signaling for help, you're going to have problems. Now, that was the first discovery, and that was really disturbing to me. The second one is the one that really messed me up for a couple of days. I was reading about a thing called the polyvagal theory. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but it's a doctor named Dr. Stephen Porges. And the polyvagal theory is a description of the human response to stress. And the first response to stress is fight or flight. You've heard of that. Everyone's heard of that. If you sense danger, your body starts diverting all of its resources away from your immune system, away from your gut. That's why you get an upset stomach. You know, if you get really scared, your body is trying to get ready to fight or flee. And what happens is, in certain situations, if fighting or fleeing becomes an impossibility, there's actually another stage of stress response, which is called death feigning. It's what possums do when they play dead. Mm-hmm. This is an involuntary response. Their body is being shut down by chemical processes within their body. This is not them pretending, you know, holding their breath and closing their eyes and taking a peek to see if the danger is past. This is them literally shutting down involuntarily. And what happens is when you that event happens, and I'm quoting Dr. Stephen Porges, he says, during immobilization or restraint. And what happens is the dorsal vagal complex signals for help when that action takes place. So when I saw that, I had already started pointing the finger toward vaccination as a probable cause for activating the dorsal vagal complex because of the pathogen invasion and because of the tissue injury. Those two alone make vaccination a probable cause.
Well, and if Forrest, if the dorsal vagal's reaching out for help, and you talked about how aluminum, in the book it's mentioned, how aluminum will hitch a ride within the white blood cells and it'll go to the area of inflammation or injury. And if the brain is signaling, it needs help. We've seen it with the CTE issue, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, leading to things like dementia, you know, and all of the other neurological degradation diseases I've been lecturing on for years, and now we're incorporating some of these understandings. It's going to be delivering the aluminum that might not normally get there, especially from an ingestion standpoint, because very little of the aluminum ingested actually makes it into the body versus that which is injected via vaccination.
That's correct. And when the body is signaling for help, just like in CTE, when you have that inflammation, that normally that's a good thing. But metals have turned the inflammatory response in the human being into a very, very dangerous mechanism. Throughout all of human history, inflammation was always productive and created maybe a little bit of short-term suffering, but in the end, you were healed. But in the age of metal microbe and medicine, suddenly inflammation becomes a very dangerous thing. And it's not just the aluminum. It's also some other things I talk about in the book, but Yeah, that's why CTE is a problem. You know, people have gotten concussions for time eternal and never had a problem. Now, suddenly, you have girls playing lacrosse, and people are worried about their subconcussive impacts.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you? Something else is going on. It's, you know, it's the same way with Zika. It's something else. It's not just the concussion. There's another element that's happening that's causing it to be a problem.
Right. Well, and I look at this from also a mineral displacement scenario. We have these metals, mercury prime among them, but aluminum playing its role, popping in place and displacing the minerals that would normally be protective. And that includes especially selenium, of all the minerals that we would need in this case. But we have selenium deficient people as well. I know that's not the subject of the book, but there are parallels that I can see because, you know, you have this picture that you're drawing, and it's quite fascinating. It gives me a deeper understanding of how I see the benefit of the things I've done for people to help them. But, you brought that other thing out. Now, I want you to go back to the restraining, constraining thing. You talked about the fainting scenario, the I'm leaving. I can't escape. I can't fight or flight. But the difference between boys' response and girls' response.
Yeah, so, and this isn't a binary black or white issue, but in general, there female response to stress, besides pregnancy, is the biggest biological gender difference there is. And this is, if you look at an exhaustive study of 20 or 30 studies of female versus male response to stress, there is no bigger gender difference besides pregnancy than stress response. So after the, and once again, your mileage may vary about on what I'm about to say, but after fight or flight, girls tend to go into another stress response called tend and befriend. They do not always go into the shutdown, immobilization, death feigning. And you'll see this. I mentioned in the book, if you remember that lady in South Carolina where the guy had escaped from court and had killed five people and took her hostage. And what does she do? She befriends him. She starts reading a book to him, and he lets her go. It works. You know, it's actually a very effective tool. You hear about this all the time, about women will get into sexual harassment cases, and they'll say, why didn't you fight back? And this whole time, you know, that's been used against them in court. But biologically, apparently, women respond to stress much differently than men. And you can't force a template, a stress response, onto females the way it's different than males.
Yeah, no, it's a fascinating insight. And I think, you know, biologically plausible in the explanation in terms of how or why we see more neurological damage like autism manifest in boys. I don't know that's the only explanation, but it's certainly a unique and new way to look at this.
Yeah, I don't know if this is correct, but everything I've ever read about, estrogen protects the brain, the blood-brain barrier is more permeable, and this none of it has made sense. This is the only thing I've ever read, and of course I'm the author, so I'm going to talk, but it's the only thing I've ever seen that makes sense to me, explaining why boys get more autism than girls. Now, it's not it's not a black or white issue.
Right.
There's plenty of girls out there who are fighters, and they have gone and maybe they have been restrained and immobilized. So, and the onset of autism peaking at 13 to 18 months coincides perfectly with the onset of peak restraint. You know, when you have a 6-month-old baby, they have no idea what's coming. You stab them and they scream. Yeah. And then you say, I'm sorry, here's a lollipop. When they get 13 months, when they get 14 months, 18 months, you can ask any nurse, and that's the ones they dread. They dread it because the babies know it's coming. And that's when you have 3 and 4 nurses in there pinning them down to the table to force the injection. And it's like, I get choked up even talking about it because it is so horrible. There is no reason human beings should do this to children. If you must vaccinate your children for some reason, you've got to wait till they're older and can. You want to talk about informed consent?
Right.
Let the child make the decision. Do not force this on them. It's a travesty that humanity should never do to children.
Well, and this is why one of the few shows in broadcast media where we openly wear our outlaw vaccine T-shirts proudly, because I believe this is visiting horrific violence on innocence. And, of course, I would say that even about the adults that have been hoodwinked to believe that this is actually a strategy that makes sense in terms of protecting them from any given disease, when, in fact, the vaccines create disease, this imbalance in the body. And those that argue and yell and scream at us about this or yell at Forrest about this, they won't even consider the discussion that many of these childhood diseases are rites of passage that help mature an immune system to protect against chronic diseases that you talk about in the book, and maybe including cancer and some of these neurological degradation issues. We got about a minute left for us, and this is going to go way too quickly. I want you to let loose on why you think people really need to dig on this book. I already think people should read it and learn something and debate and discuss about this.
Yeah, well, there's another topic that we haven't talked about, which is this concept called intracellular bacteria. So antibiotics kill bacteria by stripping the cell wall. That's one of the ways they kill bacteria. This is normally a good thing, but it doesn't always work. So one of the theories in the book is all the chronic inflammation that you see with Crohn's disease, sarcoidosis, chronic fatigue, chronic Lyme, all these autoimmune diseases are caused by chronic, long-running infections that the body can't heal. My theory in the book is sometimes antibiotics and the metal itself, particularly aluminum, is causing these bacteria to become their intracellular form, where they replicate inside white blood cells and the body cannot detect them, the body cannot get control of them, and that's how you have these long-running infections that cause all these women to be so sick, and sometimes men, it's typically women with autoimmune disease. So that's another concept I talk about in the book. It's very important that people understand why these things are happening. It's the intracellular bacteria, and I think the metal has a lot to do with it.
Folks, pick it up. Crooked Man-Made Diseases Explained by Forrest Moretti. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Read it. Discuss it. Hey, give your feedback to Forrest. Ask questions. This is not a done deal. We're all learning here.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, right.
Oh,
what are you feeling there, Super Don?
You know what? Listen, dude, I can't help but think of... Have you seen the latest Thor movie, Thor Ragnarok?
Yes. Yes.
It's like every time I hear Led Zeppelin now, the Immigrant song, that fighting scene in the beginning of the movie was just awesome with that song.
Yeah, they picked it well, didn't they?
It was very, very good, yes. Okay, sorry.
That's okay. No, it's okay. Listen, I you know what I liked about engaging with Forrest on that is... Mm-hmm. You know, trying to be an example for others, including my children, about how you engage in discussion, debate. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I'm going to be going through on this. And it, you know, again, he doesn't talk about mineral displacement. But again, I don't expect every book to talk about everything. You know, he's got a new perspective here that needs to be considered. And for those people, those trolls, we were laughing at it off the air because there were some bizarre claims being made about Forrest or maybe now me because of that. I'm just like, oh, okay. But the idea is we engage in welcome discussion. Disagreement is okay. We can, you know, we can even disagree agreeably or agreeably disagree. You know how that goes? But I'm engaged in this process of learning new things all of the time. And it's not every day that somebody comes with a new perspective. I'm like, oh, okay, this is something I hadn't considered. Let's look into this some more. And I can see how it fits into things I already know to be true. That's why it's not outrageous. But it goes into some places that I'm like, okay, very intriguing.
Well, I mean, look, there are all kinds of books and things out there, different ideas, theories, hypotheses, you know, if we want to get into technical terms to help, you know, to satisfy some of the trolls out there. Some are right, some are wrong, some, we don't know if they're right or wrong, but it's all about discussion. It's about, right. You know, healthy debate. It's about the search for the truth, thinking outside of the box. Mm-hmm. And when you get knuckleheads like these trolls that are coming out of the woodwork about Force and Ready, with all these ad hominem attacks and name calling and accusations and stuff like that, those guys aren't interested in real meaningful conversation.
Not even close.
You know?
Not even close.
Not
yeah.
even close.
So at that point, they disqualify themselves on the stage, and it's obvious
totally.
At this point. So, all right, folks, if you're traveling, you know, this year we've been covering stories about the helpful pets. What do they call them? Assistance pets? Or
well, I think
pets?
It was about a week ago we covered yeah. a story, and this was a lady. It was an artist, a performance artist, mm-hmm. that tried to board a United Airlines flight. Yes. With her emotional support peacock.
Peacock. And peacocks are not small critters. And if they open up their thing, they will take up the whole row.
What?
Their tails. So, yeah, it's getting bizarre out there. We need a lot of emotional support. I think we need a lot of gelsemium, homeopathic. We need a lot of CBD. Some of you need some kratom. Whatever works for you, and you're not going to harm anybody else by doing it. But here's a case where I get it. I know why they said, no, you can't bring your peacock on the plane. But this story gets me, because this is a Spirit Airlines story, and one of the employees, apparently, she had called ahead and said, I've got an emotional support hamster. Okay?
Hamster.
A hamster, a little hamster in a habit, one of those rolling balls. It's not going to, you got a hamster, okay? So she gets to the airport, and then they say, no, you can't do it. You can't do it. Hmm. And apparently they said, you know what, if you want to board this flight, you know, you're going to have to flush your hamster down the toilet.
No.
Yeah, that's according to the news article.
No.
Here. Yeah. No, I'm not. Listen, I mean, it's
get
better than...
Get out of here.
It's only mildly better, marginally better than let's put Mr. Hamster in the microwave.
In the microwave.
But that's awful.
PETA's,
I mean,
yes.
PETA,
you can send
PETA,
your hate mail to Robert Scott Bell.
I'm upset. But the college student that she no. backed down... is upsetting to me, because she apparently did flush.
Well,
this is horrible to think. She's upset. She's crying. Of course, I'm practically crying. You don't put a hamster in the toilet and flush it. That's horrible.
Well, and see, I don't know. I'm going to say that I'm
cycle of abuse.
I'm not totally convinced that this is a true story. I think there might be some fake. Well, it's not even fake news. I think this is this. I don't think this is true, because mm-hmm. she thinks. She had basically two options. She said, I could either set it free,
yeah,
or I could flush it down the toilet. And she's saying that flushing it down the toilet was the most humane thing to do. And I'm thinking,
yeah, no, it's bizarre.
No, that's not humane.
No. See, this is where it goes to the corruption of abuse. We've got such distorted views of what is abuse and what isn't.
You don't flush hamsters down the toilet. What the heck?
This girl's 21 years old, and she's probably vaccinated. Who knows if she's had Gardasil, too. And the aluminum we're talking about has warped her sense of reality. If she was willing to flush that hand, all she had to do is say, hey, can please somebody save my hamster? They want me to flush it down the toilet. There would have been a lot of people going, I'll take the hamster.
Exactly.
But for now, we'll be back tomorrow, heading into the weekend, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.